Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 162 on August 4th, 2017. Changing the world, one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word about pegging, consider becoming a patron of mine so I can spend more time doing podcasts, answering questions, writing articles, and recording videos for people interested in pegging everywhere. Just go to Patreon, patreon.com/RubyRider, or click the Support My Work button on the right-hand side of my website. Also, remember, there is an extraordinary and carefully curated selection of body-safe, non-toxic toys, and they can be purchased from the Little Black Dress of Pleasure products, Entice Me. Just go to enticeme.com, #RubyRider, and be sure to use the coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your purchase. That's RYDER. You will be supporting Pegging Paradise with every purchase you make. So, let's see. Speaking of Patreon, let's do a Patreon update. I discovered that I skipped a couple of people who have pledged to me, and I so apologize to them. The first is Jason, who pledged $5 a month. Thank you so much, Jason, for your generous pledge. And Nicolay pledged $3 a month. Thank you, Nicolay, for your generous pledge as well. You guys rock. Really appreciate your support. And let's see, I actually got a message on Patreon, and that is going to be my first letter. Hello, Ruby. My name is Todd, and I live in New Jersey. I have been a patron for about 6 months or more. I've had many years of playing with my own ass before marrying my current wife. We've been together for 11 years. Since we have been together, I have tried to get my wife to peg me, but she is just not into it. I have personally listened to podcast number 112, and I would like her to listen to it as well. But the problem is that she does not read or write English. She is an immigrant into this country, legally, but cannot understand that much English and what is said on that podcast. My question is, do you have or does one of your listeners have an electronic transcript of that podcast so that I can copy and paste it into an online translator so that my wife can read it? My wife has had a girlfriend for over 2 years now. She lives in another state, so we don't get to see her very often. We have had a few threesomes together, and her girlfriend wants and is excited to peg me. We have discussed that the next time we get together, I will finally get pegged, but not by my wife. Her girlfriend has never done it to a man either, so we will both be pegging virgins. I hope my wife watches and sees how much pleasure I get from it. Maybe one day she will do it for me also. This is why I would like her to read podcast number 112, just in case there are fears or any of that in her mind. I don't know if she truly thinks that I may be gay or that it is dirty or anything. What I do know is that her girlfriend understands that it is for pleasure and enjoyment, not because I'm gay. I'm excited to finally have someone do it to me. I will keep you informed about how it turns out. Thank you for the help, and I love the podcast, even though I cannot share it with my wife. Wow, Todd, thanks for writing. And thanks for that request. You know, I imagine there must be someone out there who has a speech-to-text really good software who can play podcast number 112 and get a transcript of it. And if someone did that, I would be so, so thankful so that Todd can show it to his wife, translate it into her native language. That would totally rock. So the reason I read this letter is because I want to put that out there. If anybody's got a little bit, has a really good software, speech to text, and wants to take that project on, I'm not sure what it would involve, but I'm sure Todd would be very, very thankful, as would his wife, I am guessing. Because there is pretty much a unanimous opinion that podcast number 112 is really helpful when women are not so sure about the whole pegging thing. So if anybody's out there, let me know, make a transcript, send it in, and Todd will be most, most thankful. Okay, let's go to our next letter. This is someone who wrote me on Reddit. Hey, Ruby, I was looking to see if you could help me out at all. I know you're a longtime pegging supporter, so I figured you'd be a great resource to talk to. My wife and I have been together for about 9 years, married for 4, and she used to be into doing butt stuff and eventually pegging with me. I discovered I was into butt stuff and pegging while dating her. She actually strongly supported the idea since she was the one who just started touching my butt one day, and we discovered I really liked it. We did pegging for a while and loved it. Even both posted pictures on Reddit of it once. Then once we got married, it started to die off. She just said she wasn't into it anymore. I've tried to talk about it for years, but that's always her answer. So once in a blue moon, we would peg, like once a year after marriage, but now it's been over 2 years. She says she thinks she'll be into it again someday, but she doesn't know when. Because we recently joked about posting our pictures of it on Reddit, and she said she would do that again once we get back into it. I don't know how to talk to her about it, since it doesn't seem important to her. We have a son now and another on the way, which understandably is her main concerns. But when we do have time alone, I'd like to be able to peg once in a while and or talk about why she doesn't enjoy it anymore. I would appreciate any help. Oh my goodness, that sounds difficult. Well, first of all, there are always lots of stresses, energy-wise and time-wise, that are placed upon a couple when you have children, not just one, but another on the way. So that's a huge factor. So that is something definitely to take into consideration. But at the same time, she's not really giving you an answer. She's not really telling you why. It's quite possible that it's just the stresses and strains of parenthood and taking care of one child with another on the way. It's very possible that that is pretty much it. On the other hand, it does sound like it just kind of stopped after you got married. So I think I would be wanting to ask her some questions. Now, when you want to have this conversation with her is when you've taken care of everything you can possibly help her with, when the kids are in bed, when she still has energy and she's not totally exhausted, and when you guys are in this nice, cozy mood. That would be the good time to talk with her about it, not when you're having sex. But I would want to know if she just did the pegging thing because she knew it was something I would like, but she didn't really like it. I would be curious if that was the case, because if that is the case, then that's something important for you to know. And what's also important is, are you still willing to do this? Because this is something that I really need once in a while. I also would advise you to get some great self-play toys because especially the whole parenthood thing, I keep saying that, but it's huge. You're going to need to take care of your own needs for a while she's taking care of the needs of those children. And you will need some great toys, whether it's suction cup dildos in the bathroom or vibrating prostate toys that you use on your own when you're taking a bath in the bathroom when she's taking care of the kids or something like that. You get the idea. It's wise to back up a little bit and not put the responsibility for satisfying your sexual needs on her for a while because she's doing the mom thing, and that is huge. So here is an idea. When I mentioned those self-play toys, one of the other things that came to mind was a vibrating butt plug that has a remote control that you can give to her. This doesn't require a whole lot of effort on her part because she's just got the remote, right? She can press it anytime she wants. Even if your little boy's running around the house, you guys are sitting eating dinner, you put that butt plug in and she presses it every once in a while. Now, there should be an understanding that that doesn't mean that you play with the butt plug and then once your little boy is asleep, she's going to fuck you. But it could add so much fun and spiciness and pleasure to your prostate, to your everyday life, without really having to necessarily have the complete quiet and, you know, child asleep and that kind of thing. It could just be really, really fun to do. So I think that is an idea that perhaps you might want to consider because it sounds like a really fun one to me. And maybe it will inspire her a little bit. I mean, if all she has to do is press that button and she doesn't have to do the whole thing, then maybe it's something that really will get her imagination going, if you will, and in the direction that you would like. The thing about the butt plug that I have in my mind is that not only does it have a remote, it has an app that you can put on your phone that can be controlled at distance. So, for example, she's off at the store buying stuff for dinner, and you've got the butt plug in, and you're taking care of your little boy, and it's on the weekend, and while she's at the store, she can take her phone out and make that butt plug go crazy in your butt, right? Now, I don't know if that's the scenario that you would choose, but you get my point, right? The two of you go out to dinner, you get a babysitter, and she can press the button, and you're squirming in your seat. It can add a lot of spiciness, a lot of surprise, and a lot of focus on her stimulating you in the manner which you like, in a way that's really easy for her and exciting for you. So consider that. It's called the Jeju Nuo, N-U-O. I'll put a link for that in Linkorama, of course. So check it out. One of the most important things in a situation like this is to be able to communicate well enough about it and hopefully know that if you guys had more energy to do these things, you'd be all over each other. But being parents, it's kind of tough. And sometimes you're going to just lay there at night and hold hands and look at each other and go, oh my God, if we had any energy, we'd be fucking right now. So there's that. But that's just sort of normal sexual stuff as opposed to specifically pegging. So I would want to have a conversation with her at some point in time and ask, did she really enjoy it when she did it? And did she do it just for me? And is this something she can really see herself doing again? Because you are very much missing it, and you plan on doing self-play, but at the same time, you would like to know where she stands on the whole pegging thing, because she's not giving you a definitive answer, just not into it. Well, what does that mean? Not into it, why? Not into it because I don't have any energy, because I'm being a mom. Not into it because I really wasn't into it to begin with, and I was doing it just for you. Not into it because there was a mess one time, and it was kind of ooky, and it turned me off to it. Not into it because you had so much love for it when she started fucking you that it kind of blew her away and she thought that you would only want to do that and she has fears that you're gay. See what I mean? There's so many possibilities. And it would really be nice if you two could sit down and talk about it and she could give you specifics. Why isn't she into it? Because how wonderful to find out, oh, I would be totally into this, but it's just, I have no energy. Taking care of our son and then being pregnant, I have no energy at all, so I'm not feeling very pegging sexy. And there you go. Pegging is an interesting thing, too, when you're pregnant, because you've got that belly hanging out there. And it gets in the way a little bit. It really does, especially if you're really pregnant, so I just thought I'd throw that out there. I wish it were easier for you, too. If you can hang in there, keep open communication as opposed to her just sort of waving you off. That's what it feels like in your description, at least. Certainly, I haven't heard her talk about it, and I only know one side because you're the one that wrote me. But what it sounds like is she's kind of verbally waving you off and going, oh, yeah, yeah, let's just not talk about that. I'm just not into it. And that's not okay. You need a little bit more information to feel better about this, even if you don't do any pegging for a while, even if it's a while before you guys get back into it again. You need more information so that you can figure out where you stand. Yes, so that's the best advice that I have for you. I hope it all works out. I'm not sure if she has ever listened to podcast number 112. And podcast number 112 is usually more helpful for women who have not done any pegging yet. On the other hand, it talks a lot about a man's desire for it and how vulnerable that can feel and how scary it is to really ask for it and tell a woman that you want her to fuck you up the ass and things like that. So it might be something cool to listen to, like, you know, go out on a date, get some takeout food, go park somewhere and smooch for a while and listen to that podcast together on your car radio or something. That's an idea. Hopefully, one of those things will click in. Congratulations on the number 2 on the way. It sounds like you have a lovely family there, and I hope it all works out. Let us know how it goes.
Do you fantasize about having a sexier, more satisfying life? Entice Me is devoted to teaching men and women about positive, pleasure-focused approaches to sexuality. Whether you're spicing it up in the bedroom with your partner, planning a private retreat, or looking to just feel sexier, Entice Me will help fulfill your desires. Entice Me works with your needs to make positive changes in your life, in and out of the bedroom. Entice Me offers an award-winning, luxury line of ultra-fashionable, sophisticated haute toys and pleasure objects, which are of the highest quality. With in-home education, demonstrations, and discreet shopping, you'll have the time of your life spicing up your sex life. So what are you waiting for? Visit enticeme.com for more information about our products and services, or simply call 714-386-9684. That's 714-386-9684. Entice Me, making it a sexier world.
So here are some really interesting questions sent to me in an email. Can anal sex cause my PSA results to be out of whack, and if so, should I tell my doctor that I'm bisexual? Okay, so PSA is prostate-specific antigen. PSA is what they test to make sure that your prostate is healthy, and it's the very first test that they do to try and make sure that you do not have prostate cancer. So yes, your PSA results are going to be out of whack if you have recently had a lot of prostate stimulation. They're going to be artificially high. Bicyclists know this because they are sitting on their prostate when they bicycle. And it's pretty well known amongst the people at the forum at Aneros as well. They talk about this. So you should refrain from any prostate play for, I think, about, to be safe, probably 3 to 5 days, I think I read, if I'm remembering correctly, before you go in for a PSA test. Now, of course, it's a great thing to be completely honest with your doctor and let them know that you do prostate play, whether it's that you're bisexual or the pegging or what have you, just because it's good information for them. It helps them know to ask the question if you do have a high PSA, if you've had prostate stimulation recently. So your next question is, can a doctor tell that I get penetrated from a prostate exam? I don't think that they can really tell. I don't think that there's a way to magically, you know, look at your ass and feel your prostate and know that you get penetrated. But again, I do think it's good information for the doctor to have because they're in charge of keeping you healthy, and I think it's really good to be open to them. Ideally, you have a sex-positive doctor who's not going to shame you, and if they do try and shame you, you tell them to fuck off and walk away and find another one. Let's see. Do you think a doctor that caters to the LGBT community will be more accepting of my lifestyle? Well, I would have to say that yes, of course they will, but if you have a doctor that you like, you might as well give it a try and tell that one what's up, him or her, and be totally honest with the doctor and say, you know, here's the type of prostate stimulation that I engage in. I do receive anal sex from women with strap-ons and men, and I just wanted you to know that because you're in charge of keeping me healthy, and so in case there's anything that relates here, this is good information for you, and see how that person reacts. And if they freak out and they do shame you, then tell them to fuck off and walk away and find another doctor. If you are in the midst of choosing a doctor, or you want one that you know is not going to shame you because it's an uncomfortable thing for you to talk about, then yeah, consult the LGBT community and say, who is sex positive? Who is friendly? And go to one of those doctors. And let's see another question. Will accommodating a 9x7 dildo make it harder for me to enjoy cocks in the future, which generally and regrettably usually come in much smaller sizes? 9x7, that is an interesting measure you have there. If I had to assume, I would say 9 inches long, 7 inches around, which is a really big diameter. 7 inches around, which would be the circumference, would be 2.2 inches in diameter, which is a decent-sized dildo. It's not huge. I mean, I did a review of the Haas, the Tantus Haas, which is 2.75. Is that going to make it so that you don't enjoy smaller cocks? You know, good question. I think that for some men, it doesn't merely matter. But there is an extent to which when you are doing the larger toys and kind of rising to the challenge and getting excited about being a size king, if you will, that the smaller ones just don't give you as much of a thrill anymore. So there's a possibility, and I would really like to hear from the guys about this. Have they gotten to a point where the smaller ones just don't do it for them? I mean, this would be the main reason that people size up, right? You get used to that initial dildo with the small diameter, and then you go for a bigger one. And everybody finds their stopping point, but there are those who really, really enjoy the really large toys. And more power to you. I've talked about how to do that safely. And of course, there are eventual limits, but But we've all seen the videos of intensely large penetrations. And I don't really have a you shouldn't go past this. I would say if I had to be nailed down to that, I would say that I am uncomfortable with people going further than the Haas, which is 2.75. But at the same time, I mean, come on, people do fisting. So there's a big long article about how a lot of anal sex does not cause fecal incontinence, right? But at the same time, when you're stretching something out that much, it takes a little while to get back to normal. Does it ruin you, so to speak, for smaller penetration? I don't know. Good question. I want to hear from our listeners on that. I want to hear if they have decided to do the size king thing because they can't resist and they just love the feel of those big diameter toys. And then when there's something that's a whole lot smaller, they just don't get a whole lot out of it. I would think that if you've got the excitement of a real cock in you, that might make a difference. But I don't know, maybe that's just me sort of going off into my fantasy world that a real cock would be more exciting to have in me than a toy. I don't know, it depends on your orientation. And since you're bisexual, you may enjoy both equally. So that's an I don't know on that one. And let's hear from our listeners. Let's hear the last question now. If someone is attracted to women but prefers sex with men more now, is he still bisexual or would he be considered homoflexible? Okay, there's all kinds of words out there to describe this. Heteroromantic means that you just only have the romantic stuff and the kissing and the relationship stuff with women. But bisexual means that you also really enjoy having sex with men. And you're talking about if you're attracted to women, but you prefer sex with men. I don't know that there is a word for that. Prefer sex with men more now. Is he still bisexual or would he be considered homoflexible? Well, if you never have sex with women anymore, then you would be homosexual. You're bisexual if you have any sex with women at all. If you prefer one over the other, that's just a preference. There's no word for that other than this is what I prefer more than the other. So there you have it. It can get a little complicated, but I don't think it is. There's no word for if you prefer one over the other with bisexual, that I know of anyway. You know, there's so many words popping up all the time, so correct me if I'm wrong, everybody. Okay, this next letter I got on my Pegging 101 website in response to my article approaching her about pegging. Hi, so after a long time thinking about it, I told my girlfriend that I'd like to try pegging. This was a few months ago, and she was surprised when I told her what that means. She said that she doesn't know if she wants it because she likes pretty much only normal sex. After that, I didn't bring it up anymore, but now, after a few months, when we were a little drunk and she was doing a blowjob, she put a finger in my anal region. Then I asked about fingering with lube, and she said yes. She also wanted me to finger her ass and try anal with her. I said, not now, because we're drunk and we should get it warmed up before I do it. So now I'm thinking, should I buy an anal toy with her to go to the next level? What's your opinion for this case? At the same time, I'm hoping that I'll get pegged in the future if we start playing more with our asses. And what's the next step I should do? Bring the word pegging again in our conversations? So this is a perfect situation for podcast number 112. And of course, I'll put that in the linkorama on the website for you. And this is something that it would be great if your girlfriend could listen to because she would understand more why you are interested in pegging. You have already introduced the idea to her, and it's quite likely that she has all kinds of fears and concerns about it. The other possibility is that she just likes regular normal sex, but it does seem like she was having some fun with the anal sex when you guys had a couple of drinks. So I would suggest listening to podcast number 112 and see what happens from there, because there is no magic thing to say. There is no perfect toy to buy. You can do a variety of different things, but I think the most important part of her becoming comfortable with this is information and education. And if she begins to understand not only that there is the possibility of intense pleasure for you, just like with her, for her G-spot, you and your prostate, as well as it being really healthy for your prostate, and the fun part of switching roles and all of those different things. And if she is also reassured that any of her fears that she has about all the connected things with pegging aren't true, because you guys will talk about it, because that's what happens with podcast number 112, is that it brings up all those subjects, then I think that is what is going to facilitate her becoming more interested. I would encourage you very much not to do it when you're really drunk, because it requires some safety and care. The anal region is somewhat delicate. You were very smart not to want to do that while you were drunk. Really, really smart, because anal accidents in terms of injuries happen almost always fueled by alcohol and or drugs. So there you go. Smart guy to say no. But have some fun with the whole anal exploration thing. I'm also going to put a couple of articles, links to those, up on the Linkorama for you. One is self-play, so it is a guide for you to explore your own ass, and the other is a guide for you too, meaning both of you, to explore your ass. So it's like the woman for the first time is exploring her guy's ass, and how to do that, and how to take it really slow, and how to have fun with it. Because the most important thing is to have fun and be excited about it as opposed to embarrassed about it, you know? Tell her, there is so much pleasure in this one spot in my ass, I can't even begin to tell you. It's kind of like your G-spot or kind of like your clit, you know? It's amazing. So education, yes, podcast number 112 and those two articles, you will find the links in the Linkorama. Good luck to you, sir. Let us know when it happens and when I can play the music for you. Thanks for writing in. Okay. This is a letter in response to the young man who was looking for ideas about places to hide his toys. Ruby, there are loads of great places. One idea is that if you have an old small suitcase and a simple cloth bag, you can slip it in the suitcase, which will lock, because who goes poking in other people's suitcases anyway? The advantage to the cloth bag is that it makes for quick removal and hiding when you need to use it. Personally, I have found the best place is a storage ottoman. A storage ottoman allows loads of space for anything and room for popping something boring on top, like an old sweater or a three-ring binder which you can label as college papers. Even an old college catalog will say nothing to see here while covering the toy stash from wandering roommates. If a strong box appeals more, you can get them office supply stores, and they are designed for lockers or college dorms. I could even suggest a train case style makeup kit. Those lock and have little drawers that pull out, which can be loaded with lube, batteries, and condoms. The bottom of the case can hold the toys. Worst case scenario, and they go poking around anyway, asking, "What's in it?" Say, "I have a bunch of sex toys in there for when I feel like using them, so don't poke around in there because they're personal." It doesn't hurt to establish a healthy boundary with a shared living situation, and chances are that housemates don't care enough to bother over your sex toys. At most, they might be curious, in which case you can just tell them you'll talk about it, but not get into a lot of personal stuff. This reminds me of a story Jennifer Lawrence told about hiding butt plugs in a hotel room, putting them in a box under the bed. She came back to the room to find them arranged like a display at the foot of the bed. And this was written in by Carl. Carl, thank you so much for all the ideas. I think that young man will really appreciate those. And I think there's some great ones in there. I had not heard that story about Jennifer Lawrence. That's totally amazing and ballsy of whoever cleaned that room. Goodness. It's sort of like, yes, we know your secret. These were under the bed. Oh, my goodness. So thanks for writing in, Carl, and hopefully he will find a satisfactory place to hide those toys. Okay, another letter. Ruby, hello again. I've been a long-time reader and listener and have written a couple of times. I still haven't been pegged yet, but I'm working in that direction. I'm writing to encourage the guys to take the initiative and bring it up. I've wanted to be pegged for about 20 years, but I've never brought it up to my wife because I thought she would not be interested unless I had the perfect introduction, and maybe not even then because she seemed, quote, too vanilla. Instead of saying anything, I tried to drop a few hints in the direction of anal play, but when she didn't immediately pick up on them, I assumed that meant she was not interested at all. Fast forward about 8 years in the marriage, and I finally get the balls to just ask outright for anal play. Turns out she's okay with it. Not only that, but she likes a little backdoor play herself. She just thought that I wouldn't like it, that I was, quote, too vanilla. We're going slow, because she doesn't want to hurt me. I don't want to hurt her, and I still am a bit worried about scaring her off. But the good news is that we're on our way and enjoying the trip, not only with butts, but with some other not quite 1950s Hollywood vanilla stuff as well. Am I all the way to pegging yet? No. We're at me regularly enjoying shallow penetration and her enjoying external stimulation, but we're both initiating anal play both ways, so it's not just me asking and her being merely okay with it. Like you suggest, I'm enjoying the journey, and what's not to like? I'm already further along than I thought I would ever be before, and we're planning on moving to deeper play and prostate massage in a couple of weeks. My advice to the guys out there, at least those in long-term committed relationships, somebody needs to make the first move, and she might just be waiting on you. Going all in by dropping a strap-on in her lap and saying, "I want you to fuck me, honey," is probably too much. But if you start moving in that direction slowly, you might be surprised at how open she is. As Ruby has mentioned many times, this is for existing relationships, and you need to already have lines of communication open. But guys, if you want it, make the first move. Make it slowly and respectfully, but make it. Of course, GGG still applies. Make sure you're spending plenty of time focusing on her both in and outside of the bedroom. Here's a place where it pays to be a bit more direct. Bring some options of varying non-vanilla-ness for both of you and choose together, but make sure you don't push her. They could be on a verbal list, a written list, or cards. I like the cards better. You both can look at them, and they can be moved around and changed as needed. Honey, let's try something new. Do you want me to do your ass, or do you want to do mine? It's probably not the best approach. Have some things that are just a baby step beyond what you do now, or even better, just a bit different, but still comfortably within the range of what you do now. Some that are one step beyond, and some that are two steps. That way, you can say, "Honey, let's try something new. Do you want to pick a card?" Like it or not, the cultural expectation is often that the man is the driver, and there's a good chance that if the guy opens the door the first few times, the woman will be more comfortable bringing things up, perhaps by adding some cards of her own. Then again, she might be more comfortable leaving it only to the man. In either case, you can keep adding options until "put your dildo harness on and fuck me until I'm moaning jelly" is in the deck. Another thing I'd recommend for all the new activities is to have an understanding to try everything 3 or 4 times unless you find out that it is dangerous or crosses a hard limit. Just plan on making mistakes and being nervous the first time or two, so neither of you will be able to really decide if you like it or not until you've done it 3 or 4 times. I did think of using Mojo Upgrade or We Should Try It. Note, We Should Try It lets you customize the list of questions, which can be good. But that's throwing a bunch of kinks at your partner at once. The cards let you do it step by step, though whoever makes a card is taking a risk by putting their kinks out there first. Hopefully a solid relationship plus going slow keeps it comfortable and safe for both partners. As for my wife and I, we're not quite to pegging celebration time music yet, but my goal is to have you play it for us before you retire. And until then, I'm going to keep enjoying the ride. Keep it up, Ruby, and he signs it, a guy with a happy ass and a happy wife. And he actually wrote back again, and let me read this one to you. I wrote about 2 weeks ago as a guy with a happy ass and happy wife, exhorting men who were interested to man up and start the discussion on anal play with their partner. I said that I was planning on moving to deeper prostate play in a few weeks. Well, I have. Not that long ago, I specifically asked for some deeper ass play, and my beautiful wife obliged. One finger slid in deep and found my prostate. Oh, wow. I saw stars and didn't last long until I was in orgasmic ecstasy. This was not a hands-free prostate orgasm, as I was masturbating at the time, but oh my God, it was so good. I had been playing with myself before to get my ass accustomed, but this was so much more, similar to the difference between solo masturbation and a handjob from someone you love. I can't believe I waited this long. Prostate play is so good. Not only the physical feelings, but also the intimacy. It's amazing how much different it seems to have your partner inside you than you being the one inside them. I'm one step closer to bending over for her, but I try not to be so goal-directed. We're exploring new territories in our sexuality together as a couple, and it's just getting better all the time. Next step might be two fingers, or a toy, or it might be spanking. Not sure yet. Thank you, Ruby, for guiding people who are making the move to pegging. Kinkier and kinkier with an even happier ass is how he signed it. I am so happy for you, and the pace with which you are taking this is exquisitely anticipatory and slow. It's amazing. And yes, there are things to enjoy at every step of the way. And a little bit here and a little bit there not only increases the anticipation, but there is so much pleasure in those little things, in those little steps that you take. And I think that's the part that so many people miss out on, are those little steps and the enjoyment. The feeling of that finger circling around the outside of the ass, or the tongue sinking in, or something like that, all of those are just a world unto themselves and can be enjoyed as such, as opposed to, like you say, being really, really goal-directed. So congratulations. Oh my gosh. If I were giving out grades in terms of couples and their approach to eventually, hopefully, pegging, dude, you're getting like an A. Taking it really slow, making sure the communication lines are open, just one step at a time. And I do like your idea of the cards. It's true that the cards that you make are revealing your kinks, and that's a lot of trust to put in your partner, but hopefully you have that trust, because all they can do is say, you know what, I'm so sorry, I'm just really not into that, because we all have that right to say, you know, sorry, not my thing, never going to do that. But at the same time, hopefully, the GGG applies. That last one, game to try just about anything. I kind of was surprised when you said three or four times. I went, oh, I don't know, three or four times. I would probably know after two to three. You know, I was rebelling a little bit against the three or four times. But then you're right. Sometimes in the beginning with a new activity, it can be very awkward. It can be kind of off a bit until you sort of figure out what you're doing, how to enjoy it, how to move, and how to do all those things, which of course is true with pegging as well. So anyway, I really appreciate you writing in, not only with that encouragement for the men to speak up so that they don't have to go so many years without that pleasure, like you said, oh my God, I wish I would have done this a long time ago, but also to tell your story about how you're approaching this. I can't wait to get the next letter, and I am patiently waiting to play that music for you and your wife. Thanks for writing in. Another letter. Hey there, Ruby. Greetings from England. I am a devotee of your website and try and visit it when I can. I am an avid reader of all things to do with pegging, and one thing I've noticed is that the whole idea of pegging is definitely on the increase. The women seem to be leading it, and the men are open to it, myself included. A while back, I joined a dating agency for married partners only. I am currently looking for a partner in crime to be pegged. As I am not looking for a one-off moment, but a long-term relationship where eventually I would like to try male chastity, I have not yet met someone close enough to my home to share moments with. Many of the women hint what they are looking for, and if you know the signs, they are unmistakable. I've spoken to different progressive and open-minded women. Some of them have been very explicit in what they would do to me if they had the chance and lived nearer. It is only a matter of time before I'm sure I will be writing you to let you know I am no longer an ass virgin. I hope you will consider visiting England to do some of your classes, as I am certain there is hungering there for the knowledge you have to teach. Keep up the good work. Much love to you, Peter. Peter, thank you so much for that lovely letter. And I wish you the best of luck finding exactly what you seek. I did notice that you mentioned it's a website for married partners only, so I'm thinking you're doing this on the down low, but I'm not really sure, which is, of course, your decision. Not sure if your wife knows or not, but putting that aside, yes, I would have to agree with you. The acceptance of pegging is slowly but surely on the rise, evidenced by exposure in mainstream TV here and there. And we've listed them all before. There's a whole list of them. There is Deadpool. There is Spartacus, Blood and Sand. There is Marco Polo. There is Weeds. And a few others that I can't remember right off the bat. Oh, Broad City, of course. The one that everybody talks about every single time there's a pegging article anywhere. You know, I would love to come across the pond to England. I really, really would. But coming and teaching does not pay enough to cover expenses, much less make any profit, and especially traveling internationally. So the best I can do for you right now, until I become independently wealthy, is the webcasts. And I will be announcing those when they happen. So hopefully we can at least enjoy each other's company over a webcast, even though I cannot make it to England at this time. Thank you so much for writing in. I really appreciate the support and all your kind words. Okay, another letter. Hey, Ruby, it's been just over a year since my girlfriend and I started pegging. You gave me some great advice and instructions a few times over the last 14 months, both prior to my first time and during this past year, as well as playing the music for me. Our pegging really cooled off 5 months after we first started, for about 12 weeks, but I realized that I was the reason. I would drop hints about pegging with no reaction from her or interest. She never said a negative word or indicated why, but I learned why from listening to your podcasts. She was the one that started playing with my ass in the first place and asked me to try pegging. Pegging was never on my radar before she asked, and I quickly became preoccupied with it after first experiencing it. I realized that it was originally her initiative, and I took it over in my initial excitement, instead of letting her run it. I think she felt threatened by our new activity, and she wasn't interested in competing with it. Our sex life never suffered, but I believe she wanted to make sure I wanted her as much as I wanted to be pegged. Once I realized my error, I made sure to reassure her often. When she would remotely flirt around the subject, I would say that it was really exciting to me when she was turned on by doing it. I stopped making any references or hints about it, and only complimented her on how hot she was when she was turned on and in control. When she started playing with my ass, I just moaned and told her how great it felt, but did not ask her to go further. One night after she was going down on me, she asked if I was in the mood to be pegged, and I said, oh yes, but only if she really wanted to. The evening was awesome, and she was really into it like the very first time we tried it. The next few months saw us pegging about once a week, but she was now joking and flirting about taking me. I now just say, you are in control of this, baby, and all I care about is that you are excited and want it, because that's what drives me crazy. We went on a weekend trip to the beach last month, and she asked me to pack it in advance, which I told her made me so hot, because she told me what she wanted. I could just only anticipate when it would happen, which was a major turn-on. I have always been nervous about having the strap-on in my luggage or outside of the house, but it only adds to the taboo feeling and excitement. The weekend was the most intense session we have ever had. I now pack it when I stay at her house, but only break it out if she asks me if I happen to bring it. Last night I stayed there and had it in my bag in a side pocket and out of sight. She didn't mention it or initiate anything, and I didn't say a word. We just made love before falling asleep. The next morning we were fooling around, and after some foreplay, I told her to lay back and relax because I had a surprise for her. I went to my bag and took the dildo out of the harness and used it on her with my hand while I kissed her, which she loved. Later in the morning she said, man, if I knew you had it with you, I would have liked to use it on you earlier. I just replied, honey, all you ever have to do is tell me what you want and I will do it. I love you being in control and determining when you want to peg me, because nothing is hotter to me than seeing you turned on. She really likes this new attitude and tells me how much she loves taking me. Since things have improved, I've been told to always pack it just in case she asks for it. She is also talking about new future variations, including cooling it and warming it in water prior to use. I have told her that I am really open to being submissive to her and that I love having her in control. The excitement is back and stronger than ever in regards to pegging, thanks to you and your advice. I am letting her run things and happy to respond whenever she wants. Life is good, and thanks for all you do for others. I love listening to your podcasts and learning more each time. Take care, Sam. Sam, wow, well done. Goodness, you handled that beautifully, sir. You really, really did. There is a tendency to get really, really excited by the whole pegging thing and become overexcited to the point where you sort of forget that there's all these other things that are awesome, sexy things that she's used to doing with you, and those need to continue as opposed to pegging becoming the central theme of your sexuality. A lot of times this happens to guys just because it feels so good and it's so amazing. So yes, you handled that absolutely perfect. Wow. And it's so awesome to hear that she responded well, that it all worked out, that now it's a fun thing, and now it's back into the territory of being something really sexy and really exciting, as opposed to you want it and she's just not into it. So good for you, and good for her at the same time. It sounds like you guys have some really excellent communication, and you, sir, have patience. That is the best part of this, is that you were patient enough to just keep those comments going in the right direction and not push and just wait. And you were rewarded, so yay. It's not like it works like magic every time, but it certainly worked in your situation. Thanks for writing in and telling that story, because I know there's probably some guys out there that have the same thing going on in their relationships, and this will give you some ideas on how to handle it. Okay, thanks again. Alrighty, another email. Ruby, thank you for your website and contributions to all of us interested in pegging. I often try to plan my approach to anything that happens in life, and reading much of your webpage has encouraged me to continue in my direction with many resources, thanks to you, to reassure myself. I know I'm not gay, and I've taken a lot of time to introduce the concept of ass play with my wife. She has let me fuck her ass on a few occasions, and recently she just outright said no more after offering it as a reward to doing something totally unsexual in nature. Of course, I took her up on the offer, but I was gentle and I tried to make it intimate. I respect her choice, and I also respect her for opening up. I understand she doesn't like it, and she's cool with it, just as I am. However, I love it. And I love the idea of a strap-on attached to her fucking me slowly and fast, staring me in the eyes and watching me wiggle under her with pleasure. Over time, I have introduced plugs, both vibrating and not, into our sex life, and she was receptive to it, which was amazing. I lubed it and put it in, then other times she would put it in, all the while I moaned with pleasure. Not too loud, just sexual enough to show pleasure. She was cool with it, and so I introduced one day some glass prostate massagers that didn't look like cocks, but like bulbs on a curved, thin shaft. Let me tell you, it felt so amazing, and she got so horny that she offered to do it again. Oh my God, so amazing and encouraging to me. So having done this a few times to date, but most recently with the glass toys in the last 2 weeks, this all playing out over the last 4 to 6 months, I want something more filling. I almost need it. I wake up thinking about it and go to work to forget sexual play. I must mention that she's recently, within the past week, opened up to oral pleasure on her, because I told her it really has no taste, no matter how long it's been since she showered or how it smells, which she feared, and it never smells. It's just her own self-consciousness. So, I guess it boils down to the fact that many of the fears you've described about women being afraid to perform anal pleasure on a man are really true. When I asked her to use my glass massager the first time, she asked if this would change anything between me and her, and I said absolutely not, and I was totally surprised by that. I mean, I had no idea. And then I find your website that shows how common that is to think for a woman. And then I have heard her say, you probably have a secret relationship with someone who keeps your ass from hurting during pleasure. I don't take that as offensive, and I don't think it's alarming, because we are somewhat open about joking that sort of thing, even though we know we're perfectly committed in a relationship between each other. We joke back and forth on a rare but understanding basis. My point being is that I think she would totally understand if I explained things to her, the things I've read for guys approaching their women about this. over time, we have become more comfortable in knowing I like anal and she doesn't, and she is willing to play after a few beers. We are intimate, and I think it's opened a lot of doors. But is now the time to introduce my ultimate desire? She will use toys, but won't use her finger. Geez, I guess I can wait more time if it means success, which I want. My approach was to go with a Tantus goddess with a handle to let her graduate from glass prostate massage to full thrusting. We like to get numb and intense with a few beers and have sex, and have been together 14 years, married 12. I feel like we're at the height of our sexual explosions together, and I want it to keep getting more interesting, especially for my tingling ass. Love your fetish and dedication. Thanks for your openness and resources here. Respectfully, Mark. Wow, Mark, thank you for the letter. Thank you so much. So this is a great example of what I tell guys about. It's not always about exploring her ass first. In other words, okay, so let's say you want to do pegging, and you take it one step at a time, but don't always assume that that first step has to be, or is a good idea to be, exploring her ass, because some women simply just don't like ass play, which does not mean that they are necessarily averse to exploring yours and playing with yours. There's a bunch of women out there who don't like ass play at all, and they're happy to play with your ass, and she appears to be one of them. So good job getting her to play a little bit here and there. Non-penis-shaped prostate massager, good move. The goddess with a handle, that's a pretty cool dildo with a handle. So that's a good choice for her to play with you. Now, you talked about her putting your fingers inside of you. That may never happen. Some women also really don't like the idea of sticking their fingers in there. Have you tried gloves is a question, because gloves can really make a difference. If she is a woman with really long nails, they shouldn't be in your ass anyway, unless she wants to cut them. Because, yeah, you can put cotton balls in the end of gloves and things, but it's kind of, you know, it's eh. It's not as good as it could be, and you have to be really careful. So if she really likes her long fingernails and she has them, then I would just bypass on the fingers and just do toys. And of course, now I think is a really good time for her to listen to podcast number 112. I really, really do. And I know I talk about this all the time, but please listen to it yourself and see what you think, because I think it's the perfect time. She's already playing. You've already got a few steps in. She's happy playing with your ass. Be careful a little bit with the drinking. I know a drink or two to loosen up is awesome, so keep it at that. Don't get drunk, because that desensitizes things and that makes people a little reckless. And you don't want reckless behavior around your ass, believe me. But yes, listen to podcast number 112 and see if you think that it's appropriate for her at this time. Because I think it probably is. I think it would be a great thing for her to listen to. And her joking around about some of the concerns that she has makes me think even more so that 112 would be great, because it does address all the fears and concerns connected to pegging. It is interesting to hear that she said those things to you, and then you went to my website and went, oh, so this is a really common thing, even though it shocked you, because yes, absolutely, those fears are common. So yes, that would be my advice for you, and I think that you are well on your way to getting pegged, Mark. And please let us know when I can play that music for you, because I will do so quite happily. And meanwhile, I hope your prostate is having a wonderful time and that you guys are continuing to explore and enjoy each other. Thanks for writing in. That is it for this podcast. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. I also have pegging101.com, where you will find informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you want to. The Follow tab also has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, check out my Facebook page. Please remember, if you order some sexy new toys from enticeme.com, use the coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your purchase. Also, send your questions to Ruby at peggingparadise.com. No question is too foolish, too fucked up, or too familiar. My listeners are going to learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544. Thanks for downloading and listening, all of you. You rock, Happy pegging!